Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Another piece of the Pentagon bribery scandal has come into focus thanks to FBI wiretaps on defense consultants. The story from Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
FBI eavesdropping overheard defense consultant Mark Saunders receiving inside information on Pentagon contracts from a Navy official. That, according to court documents unsealed in Dallas, Texas, which provide the most detailed look yet at the investigation into Pentagon bribery. Saunders, who works out of his home outside Washington, D.C., clearly did not want to talk to a reporter.
Absolutely no comment whatsoever.
What company do you work with?
I don't know. I think I got to start a new one.
In all, Saunders allegedly received inside information on Pentagon contracts worth more than $500 million. In one case outlined in the court documents, Saunders allegedly was given the sealed bids from 10 companies competing for the same contract by a Navy official named George Stone. The documents state that the FBI, quote, believes that Saunders is paying Stone for this information. Stone is one of five Defense Department officials whose offices were searched by the FBI 2 weeks ago. He has since been transferred to other duties. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
Today is the start of a 60-day period for the United States and Soviet Union to count each other's medium-range missiles. Jesse Shulman reports on the departure of the American team.
A C-141 Air Force transport jet left Frankfurt today carrying the first U.S. inspectors to head for the Soviet Union under the tree scrapping medium-range missiles. The treaty gives the U.S. and the Soviets their closest look ever at some of each other's most secret bases. Heading the team is Brigadier General Roland LaJoy, who says President Reagan gave him a word of advice.
And I quote, trust everybody, but always cut the cards. I think for a group of inspectors, that's probably the most prudent attitude to have.
The 27 men and two women will be followed by many more. LaJoy says almost a plane a day will be landing in the Soviet Union over the next 2 months. Jesse Shulman for CBS News at Rhein-Main Air Base, Frankfurt.
A series of transformer explosions and fires last night in an electrical substation has shut down the nation's principal nuclear weapons design center, the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory in California. Nobody was injured, and the fires were several blocks from the high-security buildings where plutonium and other nuclear materials are stored. Some 10,000 workers are on strike this morning against the nation's biggest submarine maker, the Electric Boat Division of General Dynamics at Groton, Connecticut. David Medell reports from WNLC.
Union Chief Joseph Messier says strikes are never popular.
The company doesn't like to see it. The union doesn't like to see it. The community doesn't like to see it. It just comes down to you got to do what you got to do.
Electric Boat spokesman Neil Renzel says despite the job action, the task of building subs goes on.
We intend to stay in business, and we do have people that are reassigned to critical tasks that have to be accomplished within the shipyard.
The chief sticking point in negotiations, money. The last Metal Trades Council strike was back in 1975. It lasted 5 months and inflicted economic hardship on southeastern Connecticut. David Mandel for CBS News, New London, Connecticut.
3:30 past the hour.
Lincoln automobiles have been attracting a lot of attention lately, especially from the competition. But let's hear what the experts have to say. Motor Trend magazine said of the all-new Lincoln Continental,
it's a magic carpet limo that shifts to a tie-down sports sedan when you want or need it to. One of our judges said, as a total package, it's the best American luxury car ever to come down the road.
Road and Track magazine called the Lincoln Mark 7 LSC
America's answer to the Mercedes 560 SEC and BMW 635 CSI. Smooth, fast, and roadable. A homegrown luxury coupe that invites comparison with Europe's best.
And finally, a newspaper at the heart of the auto industry on the Lincoln Town Car.
This is not a car for those who sway to the trendy winds of the moment. The Lincoln Town Car embodies the more timeless values. Steak and lobster, power and status. Arriving in a town car announces you've arrived.
Why does the motoring press find the Lincoln family so worthy of praise? Visit your Southern California Lincoln Mercury dealer today and see for yourself. Lincoln, what a luxury car should be.
KNX 1070.
On this fourth day of the important Soviet Communist Party conference in Moscow, a personal plea for political rehabilitation. Barry Peterson reports.
It was a dramatic moment in a party conference that now seems no holds barred. Former Politburo member Boris Yeltsin allowed to speak. Yeltsin, forced out by more conservative members of the Politburo because he too enthusiastically supported the reforms pushed by Gorbachev. It used to be, he said, that it took 50 years to rehabilitate a political figure. Now, he said, referring to himself, it takes only one or two. He suggested terms of office for party members, a way of avoiding having a first secretary like Brezhnev, who literally grew senile and died in office. There was more, but he was out of time. Then Gorbachev himself leaned over and said, "No, go ahead, finish." The crowd applauded. Yeltsin then launched into an attack on the old ways and the old men of the Politburo blocking reforms. In the end, the crowd applauded again, obviously pleased. But behind him, on the Politburo, there was no applause to be seen at all. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Moscow.
Secretary of State Schultz last night met country leaders in Guatemala City. One of them, Alfredo Cesar, said later Schultz discussed sending U.S. economic aid to Nicaragua as part of a carrot-and-stick approach to induce it to live up to promises of democratic reforms. Under the proposal, if the Sandinistas reneged, the U.S. would release military aid to the Contras. Another car bombing today in West Beirut. Reports say this one killed one person and wounded 32 when it went off on a busy street near Syrian intelligence headquarters. China's parliament today approved the restoration of military ranks abolished 23 years ago in the heyday of Mao Zedong's egalitarian ideals. There will now be 11 grades of officer, from senior general to second lieutenant. Today's Cleveland Plain Dealer reports the House Intelligence Committee is investigating allegations that the National Security Agency engaged in the illegal electronic eavesdropping of congressmen and American citizens by tuning into satellite signals from a British base. The report says the allegation surfaced during secret testimony earlier this year by a former Lockheed employee. The dollar and gold prices higher overseas. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 1.25 points. The time now, 7 past 7.
Don't just sit there. Southwest Airlines fun fares are back.
Well, you've waited so long for a fare to get so nice and low now. Here's your ticket to ride. You know your dreams are gonna really come true.
You really should fly now. You really should fly.
Why don't you come along with us? Cause we got a lot of things to do.
You really should fly now.
Right now, you can go see fun people or fun places for an unbelievably low fare, because Southwest Airlines' famous fun fares are back.
Why don't you come along with us? Cause we got a lot of things to do.
You really should fly now. You really should fly.
And you'll have fun flying Southwest on a fun fare today.
Fun flying Southwest on a fun fare today.
Your travel agent for details today.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Last-minute action by the Illinois legislature has headed off a threatened move by the Chicago White Sox to a new stadium in St. Petersburg, Florida. Steve Crocker of CBS radio station WBBM reports from Springfield.
The legislation, which provides state and local funding for building the new stadium on Chicago's south side, had been expected to go down to defeat. But last-minute lobbying by Illinois Governor James Thompson turned the tide. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan of Chicago praised the governor for his efforts.
He came here to the chamber. He worked personally with the Republican and the Democratic members. I want to compliment him and commend him. He did a good job.
While the legislature saved the White Sox, a sweeping school reform plan for Chicago was defeated on a partisan roll call. Lawmakers will attempt later today to fashion a compromise plan that can win approval before they adjourn. Steve Crocker for CBS News in Springfield, Illinois.
Truckloads of hay are headed from the south to drought-stricken farm areas in the Midwest.
Well, we sure appreciate it.
We appreciate it, the help you give us.
Fort Recovery, Ohio dairyman Barney Overman thanking Phoenix, Virginia farmer Sam Bailey. Just 2 years ago, it was the parts south that benefited from a Midwest hay lift, and Bailey talked about sending hay to the Midwest.
In about a week and a half, we done come up with, I believe it said 5 tractor trailer loads. And I'm pretty sure we'll have some more if need be, you know.
Barney Overman out there in Ohio, have you gotten your hay yet?
No, it's going to be coming in Saturday.
How badly do you need it, your livestock?
We're in bad shape, and we'll probably average about 2 or 3 bales of the acre when we should be getting something like about 80 to 90 bales.
Did he say 2 or 3 bales per acre?
Right.
They are in bad shape.
I guess you're glad to be able to help, and Mr. Overman, sure, you're glad to be able to get the help.
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah. There's people out here, it's going to run them to bankruptcy. There's no doubt about it.
Barney Overman and Sam Bailey, hundreds of miles apart, but still good neighbors. 10 past the hour.